The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6 on today, October the 3rd, 2018. It is a Wednesday. I'm not quite sure if Brother Davis is going to make it in for Wise Wednesday, so we will just continue on with the show. So definitely, if you would like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to do that. And we also need your overall support to maintain Black Talk Radio Network. If you would go to the website for this network of blacktalkradionetwork.com, that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. There on the homepage, find the donation button. Please click it. Give whatever it is that you can give so that this network can stay on air and so that it can continue to bring to you what you have already deemed as necessary and essential is the reason why you listen. So support it so we don't lose it. It's very important that we do that. And you can do that by going to the website, making a donation. And also, you can support the network by being a member in its social media platform. Its social media platform is www.btrcommunity, which is a social media, it's a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. Definitely worthwhile because there your identity will never be sold to anyone, and you can engage in your social media activities in a way that you can benefit otherwise where you wouldn't be able to do it on other platforms. So definitely please go there, sign up for only $24 a year, and you can promote yourself, your business within reason, and things that you think need to be given more exposure or highlighted more so you can have your full social media activities without the overall overbearance and someone exploiting you such as Fedbook. Okay, so please definitely go and do that there. That supports the network, that helps keeping the network on air and allow to continue to move in the direction that is moving. Okay, also if you would like to acquire real money, now's the time to do that. Exchange some of your currency, use your cash for what it should be used for. Cash is not money, never has been, never will be. A currency is not money, can't be. So use it. You should have it and use it for what you can use it for, but do not save in it. You should be saving and establishing a storehouse based off of your overall money, and that's not cash. Convert your cash into real money and measure of real savings, because in the future it's going to be extremely valuable, and then you will. Most people will understand the full value of money and the difference between currency and money once things go sideways in their prevailing countries and with their currency. Many countries' currencies are failing. The U.S. dollar will not be an exception to that. It will absolutely completely fail. Completely. It will go to zero. And when that happens, then that's when people understand, oh, shoot, I never had money. I only had currency and I didn't know. Get it now while you can, because it will be difficult or almost impossible to acquire it once that happens. Okay? So save in real money. You could do that at Prosperity Mint. And Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership. Go there, check out what's in inventory, and just email them at info@prosperitymint.com and said, hey, Dave sent me from Tando Radio Show. Okay? And do that because that way that they're going to make sure that you understand the overall buying process, and it's to your benefit. It will not be used for any form of sales at all. They won't continuously call you or anything such as that. Okay? Very, very important. All right. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. Let me just get situated here. Let me check to make sure. I'm not quite sure. Brother Davis may be there. Brother Davis, if you're there, just unmute yourself. I'll see you and then I'll know. Not quite sure if that's Brother Davis's number. So, okay, so while that's happening, let me get into what's in the news. All right, so here we go. Some very interesting stuff is unfolding in the world, and we definitely need to stay on top of it. Okay, here we go. Got this article from Criminals, Nothing But Criminal News, commonly referred to as CNBC. India's rupee sinking to record lows. Its central bank isn't expected to save it. Experts caution that a balance in monetary policy has to be struck to prevent the slowing growth and rising inflation. Inflation, a key concern for the Indian central bank, slipped below the 4% target in August. It's affected by currency movements because of the rupee's weakening. Then foreign goods would cost more in terms of their currency. See, there are multiple currencies throughout the world are failing. Let me run down the ones that are. Pretty much every single one of them. The rupee, the lira, both Italian and Turkish lira, the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is not failing. It's actually already failed. And the overall displacement of that is going to be heightened in the near future. So check out that article. Many countries' currencies are collapsing as we speak. Next article. This one came from Russia Insider, and it says India defies U.S. sanctions threat, finalizes $6 billion S-400 deal. And there are other deals that they're actually already securing. As celebrity figurehead Putin goes to president of Russia goes to India, I believe it's next week, and they're going to be signing a bunch of deals. So check out that article. It's really telling of things to come. We'll may get back to that one a little bit later. Okay. Next article. 1 second, bear with me. Next article. Here's a humdinger, y'all, and it's very, very significant. And the reasons why we should be preparing is because of the overall forecast. And the storm clouds are really, really building from RT International. And when you know, the Department of Homeland Security said that Americans shouldn't be listening to or doing anything with RT International, looking at their articles, reading their articles or anything else, or Sputnik News. Man, crazy, crazy, crazy. Why wouldn't you? So just nuts. But here we go. RT International, probably because they report stuff that the U.S. doesn't want you to know. That's it. Well, here we go. We'll take out Russia's nuke, U.S. NATO envoy says, claiming banned missiles are being developed. The U.S. would look into ways of taking out new Russian missiles if they become operational. The United States envoy to NATO said, accusing Moscow of developing weapons that violate the Soviet U.S. nuclear arms treaty, which the U.S. has violated on numerous occasions in the past. On on large scale. So, but man, this is, and this article will be a part of today's show. Next article from Sputnik News. I was not talking about preemptive strikes, U.S. NATO envoy says, and this is going to go to what was said. The U.S. NATO envoy, Kelly Bailey Hutchison, clarified on Tuesday that she did not intend to threaten a preemptive military attack on Russia when she said earlier in the day that the United States could one day take out Russian missile systems that allegedly violate the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty, the INF. No, she basically said that, and we're going to take a look at what she said. So check out that. Next article from RT International. I hope they don't do it, quote, unquote. I hope they don't do it. State Department in doubt over S-300 delivery system to Syria, warns of serious escalation. Check out that article. Well, they're not just doing it. From next article from RT International. Watch S-300 launchers, interceptors, and radar unloaded in Syria after IL-20 downing. And there's the video of them actually unloading it in Syria. We'll take a look at that as well. Next article, got this one from Bloomberg. Two-thirds of the U.S. business economist says recession by the end of 2020. Man, we've never got out of any form of recession. Two-thirds of U.S. business economists see recession by the end of 2020. Check out that article. Significant heads up, the warning is there. Next article, got this one from Wolf Street. U.S. gross national debt jumps by $1.27 trillion in fiscal year 2018. Hits the $21.5 trillion mark. Well, y'all, unsustainable, can you say that? And this is really, really relevant for this is how you know that the overall currency has completely failed and has already failed and is going to continue to cause for failure within your overall economy. You have an economy as well, and that if that economy is based off the U.S. dollar, it's your economy that's going to fail, not really the U.S. dollar. Check out that article, and we'll touch on this as well. Next article from Tumblr.com, and it says U.S. households are loading up on stocks, and they're not talking about stock goods. They're talking about the stock market. Outside of the 2000.com bubble, U.S. households have never had more of their assets invested in the stock market, the U.S. stock market, i.e. the S&P 500, soared back to new all-time highs again today. Always a welcome development for investors. Boy, this is the setup. Watch how that ends. Check out the next article from RT International. UN court orders Washington to lift Iranian sanctions linked to humanitarian goods and civil aviation. UN is getting involved against the U.S. Imperialistic moves around the world. Next article, man, I'm definitely going to cover this one. We talked about it before, but this one comes from BuzzFeed News. Diplomats say they were definitely laughing at Trump during his UN speech. Southern figurehead Donald Trump's speech to the UN was met by widespread laughter, and diplomats have confirmed that their delegations were laughing at, not with, the U.S. celebrity figurehead president. So check out that. We'll take a look at that as well. Next article from South China Morning Post. And this is significant because this is the overall feel of the – see, they've got celebrity figurehead Donald Trump. And this is – I'm going to tell you, this is the policy that you're going to start to see. You're going to start to see them acting in a way that they actually love Trump because they know that he's easy to maneuver from those emotions. And so they're going to act like they're going to create deals. They're going to act like he's doing this and he's doing that. While the fatal mistakes are always going to be in the details and how those overall deals are adjudicated. He's easy. And they're going to show you how easy it is. That this article really, really signifies that. And I'm going to touch on that if we have time today. Next article from the South China Morning Post. Chinese investment in the U.S. plummets 92%. As trade war continues. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Israel won't stop ops in Syria despite the S-300 delivery system, their defense minister said. Next article from Reuters, far-right presidential hopeful aims to be Brazil's Trump. He is anti-gay and warns of and pro-gun and warns that China is taking over Brazil. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV. Any strike on Russian missiles could trigger World War III. Yes, this is true. Next article from Press TV. U.S. could launch military strike against Russia, the U.N. envoy said, and this is what we'll carry for today in today's show. Very significant. Next article, Rise posted this from South China Morning Post. China threatens with isolation by Mexico in U.S. trade deal. Check out that article Rise posted. Next article Rise posted said Trump calls it too early to resume trade negotiations with China, contending China wants to talk very badly. U.S. President boasts with that without tariffs he wouldn't be standing here. Check this out, and this is from the South China Morning Post. Trump calls it too early to resume trade negotiations with China. Boy, they're playing them like a fiddle. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one, a really good one from Active Post, is that military and U.S. enforcement establishes joint communication network for biometric database. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from Anti-Media. Chinese warship intercepts U.S. guided missile destroyer in the South Sea of China. And he says the U.S. officials are furious. Check out that article. And also from Anti-Media. This one says photos emerge of Russian jets carrying huge mystery missiles near Moscow. And so those are speculated to be for anti-satellite missiles. So check out that article. Next article Rise got from Wake Up World. Cancer DNA damage, cell phones and G5, what you need to know. And then also, from Wake Up World, why all diabetics should know about turmeric. Check out that article. And then from the Anti-Media, U.S. and Turkey begin training for joint military patrols in Syria. Next article Rise posted from the Anti-Media is U.S. sending mixed messages on military's role in Syria. Well, their role should be out of Syria, plain and simple. Role out of Syria is really the only thing that should be going on there. So that's what's in the news, and that is where we're going to get started. Let me see if we have no, Brother Davis is not there, so I don't think that Brother Davis is going to make it today. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, then give us a call. Number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. My man Scotty, I think he wanted to chime in. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, a couple of things. You mentioned not Russia, you mentioned India. The rupee is about to collapse. I wonder if Donald Trump's going to bail them out, or the U.S. Federal Reserve is going to bail them out. Because remember in his speech to the UN, he was talking about taking care of our friends, but since they're reportedly getting this missile system from Russia, they may no longer be considered a friend. So that's interesting on that front. This other story you just shared about China blocking that destroyer in the South China Sea, again, as I mentioned to you the other day, a U.S. naval ship was trying to port in Hong Kong. It was denied. Turned away. So, I see escalation going on there. And then the last thing, I wonder if you saw the story this morning. I forget which international body it is, but it ruled in favor of Iran, basically saying in a nutshell that some of the U.S. sanctions, if not all the U.S. sanctions against Iran are illegal according to international law. And I remember Pastor Keith bringing that up yesterday about how a lot of, these moves that the U.S. is making is in violation of international law.
Absolutely, Scotty. Yes, that was the UN court. And it was the UN court, and they said that Washington, they ordered that Washington to lift the Iranian sanctions linked to humanitarian goods and civil aviation. Yes. And that was the International Court of Justice, known as the IC. And yes, that's so true. And that is this is the overall, you know, complete purge globally of the U.S. And yes, Scotty, well said with the overall port, the military, naval vessel was denied port in Hong Kong. And the guided missile was actually shadowed and actually pushed out of the South Sea of China. The whole thing, all of this is building up. And the, like you said, Scotty, the escalation, and it's also going to go to the Korean Peninsula. It's going to move to different parts of the world, and it's going to actually move right here in the U.S. itself. Because one of the things that is not being really focused on is the overall engagement that's going to happen domestically within the United States. And that is going to be very, very significant, and that's just going to be one of the things that catches a lot of people off guard. So, yes, so we're going to jump into today's show, and I want you all to really pay attention to some of the things that are happening. Some of this is positioning, economic positioning. Some of this is a lot, but it's really telling a real, real strong. Right now, there's a mad rush to gain global support against the U.S., and there's a methodical process that is happening in order to that to come to full fruition. And that plan is working undisturbed, and because it is laying out a case that is going to present once they push the U.S. into escalation. And I'm going to tell you where their weak point is. It's called the country name Israel. And it's also its overall weakness that it has to its dependency that it has on the dollar. And there was an article that I didn't post that what Vladimir Putin was saying at the overall energy meeting that they're having in Russia starting today. And one of the things I forgot to post this. And what he said was very, very true. And he says, and I'm going to post it now, and then I'll probably chime in on it a little bit later if I get to it. But I do want you to I want to start with this and then start with the show. So I'll just read the headline from it. I'm going to post it inside of Tando, inside of BTR community, which you all should have, for only $24 a year, supports this network, supports the efforts of this network so that we can do what we've been doing. Putin, I got the wrong one. Let me remove that one. How did that get there? All right, so let me find the right one real quickly. That is the one that I, okay, there it is. Here it comes. That was strange. Hold on. Let me, something is wrong here. Excuse me. It's not giving me that one article. That's different. And that's a wow. Okay. Well, let me see if I can find it another way. And I know that I will. Okay. So, 1 second. There was basically what Vladimir Putin was saying was that, wow, they took the article down and they changed the format of it. Darn, that was a good article. And basically that Vladimir Putin was saying that, let me see if I can find this darn thing another way. This article that was up was earlier this morning was Putin was saying that the U.S. is definitely overextending itself, thinking that its dollar is going to maintain direction. But how he said it was very significant in what it meant. And all of a sudden, that article has been scrambled. And so let me see. and I'll grab it. But let me, here's what I can give you, the headline. And so, okay, here it is. They just changed the format of it. Okay, so hold on. Okay, here we go. And I'm just going to read you the headline. Putin said U.S. is making mistakes by undermining the dollar's credibility as the reserve currency. And he was absolutely right what he's saying, that they're making huge strategical mistakes with that. And he can say it outwardly because they're so deeply invested in it that they can't change now. That's why he would say it outright. And that is going to be a problem for them, and because of that, there is going to be great opportunities for countries such as Russia to bring in the overall energy that is necessary for the world to meet its economic goal, and it will be done not via the U.S. dollar. So that was basically the gist of it. But here's today's story. I want you to go back to and want to catch this for you all. And this one comes from Press TV. There's a couple of agencies that's been carrying this, and this was said yesterday on October the 2nd. U.S. to launch preemptive military strikes against Russia, NATO envoy says. And here's what happened. The United States has threatened to launch a preemptive military strike against Russia. Now, this is from Press TV. They kind of agitated it a little more, but it's the truth. That's basically what they said they would do. And here's why. The United States has threatened to launch a preemptive military strike against Russia if it does not halt developing a banned cruise missile system. That's exactly what they said. That's exactly what it is. And so by categorizing this as a preemptive strike would be actually the right terminology and the right intention of what was being said. Here's what was said. Washington claims Moscow is violating a Cold War treaty and developing ground-launched cruise missiles, which could empower Russia to launch a nuclear strike on Europe at short notice. Russia has repeatedly denied any such violations, at the point where we could be looking at the credibility to take out a Russian, quote-unquote, at that point, we could be looking at the credibility to take out a Russian missile that could hit any of our countries, a U.S. ambassador to NATO, Kelly Bailey Hitchison, said at a news conference on Tuesday in Brussels. Quote, countermeasures by the United States would be to take out the missiles that are in development by Russia in violation of the treaty, she added. They're on notice, quote unquote. Russia has not so far made any comments on the unprecedented threats issued by the top U.S. official, primarily stationed in the NATO headquarters. In the past month, Moscow has said it is ready for talks with Washington to preserve the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty, which complies with its rules and regulations if the United States did. In 2017, the United States State Department accused Russia of violating its obligations not to possess, produce, or flight test ground-launched cruise missiles with a range of capable of 500 kilometers to 5,500 kilometers, or 300 miles to 3,400 miles. A U.S. official in the same year said the United States would consider its own system if Russia continues to convert developments of the banned systems. The three-decade-old arms control treaty bans the development of medium-range missiles capable of hitting Europe or Alaska. We have been trying to send a message to Russia for several years that we know that they are violating the treaty. We also have shown Russia the evidence that we have that they are violating the treaty, Hutchison said. We are laying down the mark so that our allies will help us in bringing Russia to the table, she added. Meanwhile, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said he would raise the issue with NATO counterparts in Brussels on Wednesday, today, and Thursday. I cannot, quote, I cannot forecast where it will go. It is a decision for the president. But I can tell you that both on Capitol Hill and in the State Department, there is a lot of concern about the situation. And I'm ready, and I'll return with the advice of our allies and engage in discussions to determine the way ahead, he told reporters in Paris on Tuesday, yesterday, following a meeting with the French defense minister. So the U.S. said that if Russia continues to develop these, I'm going to give you the quote. Here it is, quote, at that point, we would be looking at the capability to take out a Russian missile that could hit any of our countries, the U.S. ambassador Hitchison said at a news conference in Brussels, quote unquote, countermeasures by the United States would be to take out the Russian missiles that are developed by Russia in violation of the treaty, she added. They're on notice. Then Russia did respond to this. But before we go there, let me just give you a couple of other things that went along with that. Here's what Russia's response was. And I need to go back to go to the top here. No, I need to go to another. And let me give you Russia's response. And this response came from Taz. And I didn't post it. Here it is. Okay. Let me pull it up really quickly. So at Taz.com, and Taz.com is one of the Russian publications for the military. Here's what they said. Russian foreign minister spokeswoman has described as dangerous the statement that was made by U.S. representative to NATO, Kay Bailey Hutchison, that the United States would destroy Russian missile development, as she claimed, in violation of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty. It seems that people who are making such statements do not understand the degree of their responsibility and the danger of such aggressive rhetoric. Who has this lady been authorized to make such statements by the American people? This is what the Russian spokeswoman said yesterday in response to that. And also, there's an article that came from Sputnik News. Oops. Let me pull it up quickly. And I'm sorry, you all. I'm trying to get this up I want to give the full gist of this, because this is all entailing what was going on in Syria and is expanding to Europe. Now, here is the response that, and you know what? I'm going to post this so that we can hear this. I'm going to post this. Scotty, if you would play this real quick. Let me see how long it is. I want to make sure it's not long. No, it's not long at all. Let me pull this up. And it's very important that we hear these sides. It's like 2 minutes long. So let me post this inside. I want you to hear this so we can get a full opinion or a full grasp of what's being said. Let me post this here. Scotty, I just posted it inside of the chat room. If you can't, that's okay. I could
threatened Russia with preemptive engagement over some of its missiles. The official claims Washington could strike to take them out, as she says they're in breach of a Cold War era treaty.
The countermeasures would be to take out the missiles that are in development by Russia in violation of the treaty.
Let's get more on this. Nikki Arendt across this breaking story. What's behind the ambassador's pretty bold and, let's face it, aggressive statement here?
Well, it's essentially a warning from Moscow. The US envoy to NATO, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, has said if Russia does not put a stop to its covert development of a banned cruise missile system, then the US will seek to destroy it before it's operational. The US believe that Russia is working on a ground launch system that would have the ability to launch a nuclear strike on Europe on short notice. Now, the development of such a system would be in breach of a Cold War treaty. This is the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. It's an historic accord. It was signed by President Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. It was a crucial step in bringing an end to the Cold War. Now, while Ambassador Hutchinson said that the U.S. favors a diplomatic solution should any situation arise, she also added that America is not against moving forward with developments not allowed by the treaty right now. We can hear more of what she had to say.
Getting them to withdraw would be our choice, of course. But I think the question was, what would you do if this continues to a point where we know that they are capable of delivering? And at that point, we would then be looking at a capability to take out a missile that could hit any of our countries in Europe and hit America in Alaska.
Now, the Russian ministry has yet to respond to these latest comments, but it's not the first time such accusations have been made, and Moscow has consistently denied any such violations. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has also weighed in. He's spoken of concerns for what he calls Russia's lack of respect for its international commitments. But such finger-pointing, we should point out, is nothing new when it comes to violations of this treaty. Reports in The Telegraph almost a year ago claimed that the U.S. is already developing its own ground-based cruise missile in breach of the historic accord.
We're back, Dave. We can't hear you.
Okay, sorry about that, Scotty. I messed up my phone. Yes. So this is all part of the rhetoric. And what is really being done, in my overall opinion, is that the U.S. realizes that they lost complete traction. Now they have to make the Russians and the momentum that they're gaining as the biggest threat. So this is very, very significant. You know, we got a caller in queue. Let me go to this caller. There's a caller out of area code 757. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Good morning, my comrades. Dave, you know who this is. This is Otis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Otis, it was a different way, so that's what I didn't know. Yeah, go ahead, Otis.
I wanted to stay mobile in my workshop, but I wanted to tell you, before you get too far, because you cover so much ground so quick, background. Kay Bailey Hutchinson is a hawk. She's from Texas.
Yeah.
I know you know that. But she's also the United States permanent representative to NATO. So I want to go over something that you covered right from the start. One of your reports, you said that the U.S. was involved with this from several years back over this arms agreement. If you look at the time frame, that was actually Obama era. That is when they moved all of those things up on Russia's borders with Crimea and all of that stuff. And the Russians told them then, if you continue, we will seek to develop our mid-range missiles, the same ones you talked about, that now, instead of being limited to 300 to 350 miles, now they go anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 miles, which means they can hit Europe. But you see how the framing of this is going. The U.S. is framing it in this Trump era as though the Russians are the aggressors, when in fact, they are only reacting to what Obama did. And I believe when Kay Bailey Hutchinson leaked that, you know that she gets top secret briefings. They wanted her to leak that. That's no accident. They want to drive the narrative that somehow the U.S. is doing some reaction to the Russians, when in fact, they're the ones that precipitated the whole problem.
Man, that was Otis exactly, because if you look back, and what happened was, is as Otis said, there's a YouTube video, and we did this on one of the first shows that we did It was a while back. And at that time, Medvedev was the president of Russia. And what happened was that the U.S. was moving their overall missile systems, but they were also moving anti-ballistic missile systems into the Baltic states that would actually, that was a violation of the treaty to nullify Russia's capabilities, because they realized that Russia was coming back as a military giant, and that they were going to be gaining and use that to gain position economically that would challenge the U.S. dollar. So as Otis said, Obama had authorized the movement of those overall, the ballistic shield missiles is what it was known as. And Medvedev of Russia said, if you do this, which is in violation, what we will do is that we will move tactical nuclear missiles, medium range nuclear missiles into range. And not only that, he said that they would be also moving cellular weapons. And this is before the Donald Cook got paralyzed inside of the Black Sea. And so this is nothing new. And as Otis said, this lady is a hawk. If you can hear her, in my opinion, her German, her thick German accent. But this is something that the U.S. actually violated in the Baltic states. They were going to move everything, a lot of it, into Poland. And what did Poland do recently? They wanted to name a base after Trump. That's why Trump in his UN speech praised Poland. This is really Russia's responding to, out of defense, to what the U.S. has been doing for a while. And I'm going to try to pull up that actual, where Medvedev said that, and it was significant. We knew it was going to come back later on, and Otis is absolutely right. I know you remember that, how that whole thing came out. See, what happens is that they try to gain the overall leverage in the propaganda world. And so this is nothing more, and it's going to come out. That old, and Medvedev was serious when he said that. He said that they will, and then not only that, he said that they will even preemptively strike Europe if they move those overall because it was the anti-ballistic missile system on Russia's border. And how can they not? How can they not? So, yes, Otis, I know you remember that, and that was exactly what happened there. And it was very, very significant. So this is really a play that they're doing to cover themselves. And now they're trying to make Russia look like the aggressor because they've already lost the initiative. They've already lost the initiative. And the rest of the world knows this, but the general population has no clue of these things. No clue of these things. But they're the ones that are actually going to be harmed by this whole engagement. So, yeah, it's pretty relevant. And so what I want to do real quickly and stay on this, because this is significant. They're doing what Russia had threatened to do, because Russia had responded to it. And they, in this overall scheme and scope of things, even though we know that, in my opinion, they're all in this together. Let me just they're all in this together, but we still need to know how bad this system is and how we can no longer allow it to come up with these policies and procedures that actually nullify our overall existence physically and spiritually. It's just not wise for us to allow that. So let me just see if I can pull this up real quickly. Otis, did you have anything else you wanted to chime in on that? I think we may have lost. Oh, no, we did. Okay, I guess he didn't. So very, very soon. And when we come out, when we go into the break, I'm going to pull that up real quickly. But let me go to this in regards to this whole thing. So now here's a article real quickly before we go. I want to read it from Press TV. And this one is a commentary. And here it is. It says, any strike to take out Russian missiles could trigger World War III, an analyst said. Here we go. Any attempt by the United States to take out Russia's cruise missile systems that would lead to a large military confrontation between the two nuclear powers, says an analyst. Now, here's the thing about that. There may be actually to the point where the U.S. realized that they have to instigate that overall engagement before, because they know that they've already lost the overall leverage. Before they lose any more, they need to try to gain that back, try to reel it in, and try to – this is like their last-ditch effort. They're trying to go all out to not to lose the position, but it's already been done. It goes, the article goes on. This is a very extreme situation that could lead to World War III. An American writer and academic, James, said to told Press TV on Tuesday after Washington's ambassador to the UN warned Russia to halt development of banned cruise missile systems or the U.S. would destroy it before it becomes operational. That's exactly what she said. Quote, at that point, we could be looking at the capability to take out a Russian missile that could hit any of our countries, Kate Bailey Hutchins told a news conference in Brussels. We said that earlier. Washington claimed Moscow is violating the Cold War treaty. The quote, the U.S. and Israel, here it is, quote, the U.S. and Israel have decided that the Russian defense system is subject to attack, particularly Israelis with the U.S. support. Okay? Now, see how all this is coming together with the no-fly zone in Syria and everything else? What they don't want Russia to do is to be able to put assets in place that they can defend themselves while making the case to the world against the U.S. to garner overall momentum for the world to go to war with the U.S., which they will already do because it's already being laid out, the purge. Article goes on. If the Russian missile system comes under attack by the Israelis, Russia would retaliate at a minimum by shooting down Israeli planes that intrude into Syrian skies, he pointed out. Now, how can, one, do they have the means, the motive, and the opportunity to do that? Yes, 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 because now they have, in my opinion, I think they have probably 12 S-300 systems already in country, bringing 15, and probably going to bring it up to a total of around 15. And of those overall systems, I wouldn't be surprised if the S-500 and the S-400 systems were part of the delivery systems as well, because Syria is acting as a buffer to Russia. So it goes on. That could prompt Israel to further retaliate, forcing Russia to bomb the Israeli launch pads, he noted. If Russia retaliates against Israel's aggression, the United States has claimed that it would intervene on behalf of Israel, unquote. This would lead to a confrontation that involves the United States and Russia. And this could lead to a nuclear confrontation that would spread throughout the Middle East. Absolutely true. Russia's foreign minister said in a statement that it viewed Hutchins' statement as dangerous. Quote, it seems that people who are making such statements don't realize the level of their responsibility and the dangers of aggressive rhetoric. See, this is why celebrity figurehead Trump, the world laughing at him, was actually a strategical, theatrical play for the rest of the world. They're going to be making a case, and all of these governments are in one big fraternity. So what they did is they had the perfect personality to project the overall U.S., the world needing to come against the U.S., even though from the overall policies and procedures, they should have been doing that a while ago, but it's not from the sustainable benevolence that we think. It is really the overall system allowing a part of itself to be exposed and actually cut off. See, one thing about, let's say you have roses. When you have a rose bush in your garden, pruning the overall roses, cutting off the dead roses or cutting off the dead leaves makes the overall tree healthier. What the system is doing is pruning itself of the U.S. so the overall system will be healthier. is the best way to put this. So it goes on. The accusations over the Russian missile systems are likely to further strains between Moscow and the U.S., excuse me, Washington and Moscow, which are already at a low over the Ukraine. The bombing campaign in Syria and allegations of Russians meddling in U.S. elections. So this all is building to what we've been trying to get everyone to prepare for and what we see as something that you should be taking extremely serious. And it's being spread and it's being actually is actually being momentum. The momentum of this is actually global. It's not just in one region. It's now global because now the overall extent of the hostilities will be global, hence a global war. It's not just going to be Russia that's going to be adversely affected, that's going to have to make a decision to defend itself from the U.S. It's going to be France. It's going to be Germany. It's going to be Iran. It's going to be the EU, the European Union. It's going to be the NATO members. What side are they going to go on? Turkey, where are you going to go? It's going to be the BRIC nations. India, where are you going to go? India's economy is probably being attacked for what it's going to be doing by the overall hedgemen out of the economic hitmen out of the West. Definitely Turkey's is because they repatriated their gold. Libya was because Venezuela repatriated their gold. Look where Venezuela is. Look where Libya is. Look. And it's so funny how in the world can people go to the UN and talk about Iran's nuclear ambitions when those with nukes are talking about their ambitions, trying to get the world to protect them and allow them to destroy them. Well, check this out. First, get rid of all of your nuclear violations. Israel, you have all of these nukes that you're not supposed to have. So who are you to say that some country, another country, isn't supposed to have it? See, this is how the system keeps us all divided. Doesn't matter. Governments have nuclear capability. And who do they use those nuclear capabilities or the threat of those nuclear capabilities or the overall war effort or the threats of war? They use it against you and I, not against each other. That's a farce to think that. It's a con. It's a theatric charade. It's unrealistic. It's not true. Not true at all. But they play out these things so that they'll get everybody have an emotional attachment to take a side. And the side that you're taking is against your own best interest. And when you take a side against your own best interest, you can never win. Because it's actually a form of suicide. And this is real. And these events are going to continue to build and spread. And that is going to be a, just as has been done before, a very successful threat against humanity. A very credible threat against our living beings. But the thing that makes it, that gives it a lot of weight is that we are actually doing this to ourselves, and we don't realize it. If you don't know something is a problem, then how can you come up with a meaningful solution to the problem that ails you? It will continue to embed itself and be able to go uninterrupted, unimpeded to further your overall destruction. So we have to definitely start to look at these things for what they truly, truly are. It's all a sham. It's all a scam. It is really organized crime against people. And this organized crime is at the some of the highest level because what they really want you to do is they want you to live, but they don't want you to have a life that's independent of providing for them. Oh, you're going to live, but you're only going to live for so long. And during that overall physical time frame that we can control, because we can't control the spirit world unless we so degrade you so that you will give up your overall spiritual existence, we are definitely going to try to control what we can. And we can control your ability to have physical will. And what we do, and what they do, is that they trick you to giving all of your energy, all of your abilities, your talents, your capabilities to them. Adverse to what it could be used for your prosperity. You can't win. We can't win this way. The system that they created, there is no way that you can play by these rules of this system and get the overall benefits that you think that you deserve, because you're playing by their rules, so they will rule. And the overall, for me, the overall price of this is far, far too exceeding. It's not worth it. There is no value in us in this system. There is no meaningful return that we could really get from this. And we're getting ready to go into a commercial break. When we come back, I want to take a look at a couple of other things that involve this, and so that we can see this. And these are the reasons why we prepare. Because, they're telling you what they're going to do before they do it. Scotty, give me 3 minutes, because I wanted to see if I could find this one short video on YouTube from Medvedev. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, it looks like Dave dropped off the board, so hold on for me, please.
Your blackness, oneness, so rare.
So much love to give.
Let them know they're missing out, Mama Africa.
So much love to share.
Sweet blackness, oneness.
Sorry about that, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. Okay, sorry about that, everyone. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Now, what I wanted to do, and I had to jump off real quick because I had to do a couple of things to set this stage. I just want to give you some real, to show you how this stuff is being worked out and how things are being scripted for the overall war paradigm, and it's extremely dangerous. And so I posted and I found some part of the short video in regards to what this whole thing is really about, is the ballistic shield missile. Sorry about that. Just to give you some history. Now, this goes back to 2010, 2011, so it was, you know, it goes back a long time. And this is significant because of what that really entails. So I have the video, and it's a short one. And I want you to see how this correlates to what's happening here. And this is going to be celebrity figurehead Medvedev, who's the vice president now of Russia. And the importance of that. So let me get this set up for Scotty, and then I'll post it there so he can play it. And it's short, but we really need to do this because it all goes together. And I want you to hear this. Here it is, Scotty. I post it in white, and whenever you're ready, just play it, and then we'll go from there. I want you to hear this because this is the setup for what this is truly about and how this is all coming to head. Because it's going to adversely affect every single person here. This is from like 2011, okay? So whenever, give Scotty a chance to get that, and then I'll hear it, and then I'll shut up and let you hear this. Oh my God, it's annoying. Okay, Scotty's ready.
Pull out of the START treaty and stop nuclear disarmament if the U.S. continues to deploy its missile defense shield in Europe. President Medvedev said Moscow could also deploy an anti-missile system on its own borders as a response. Let's get all the details right now from RT's Anissa Nawi, standing by for us live. Anissa, thanks for coming on the program. Please explain, what did the president have to say today?
Well, some very harsh and direct words from President Medvedev on the U.S. Growth and movement of their anti-missile defense system. It's been a long-standing sticking point, as we all very well know, between Russia and the U.S. for years, really decades, I think it's fair to say. The new START treaty was signed in April 2010. It was seen as a reset. Obviously, things aren't going the way at least Russia would like it to see. This is what the president said would happen if the U.S. continues to move forward with AMD along its border.
Одним из таких шагов станет развертывание ракетного комплекса
«Искандер» в Калининграде.
Будут подготовлены, а по мере необходимости реализованы другие мероприятия,
далее.
Next,
in case of an unfavorable development of the situation, Russia reserves the right to refrain from further steps in disarmament and arms control. In addition, considering the interrelation between strategic offensive weapons and defensive weapons, we may have grounds to withdraw from the New START treaty. This possibility is envisaged in the treaty. Nevertheless, I would like to stress once again that we are not closing the door for continuing the dialogue with the United States and NATO on missile defense. And for our practical cooperation in this area, we are prepared for that. However, for this work to be effective, we need clear legal framework for our cooperation, a framework that would take into account our legitimate interests. We are open for dialogue, and we expect reasonable and constructive approach on the part of our Western partners.
All right, Anissa, we've still got you live here in central Moscow. Certainly, as you were saying earlier, some powerful statements there coming from the Russian president. The whole idea, according to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., is to set up this Eastern European missile defense shield to protect against rogue states, as they call them, such as North Korea and Iran. But as most people know, America has missiles in Iraq, in Afghanistan, South Korea, Japan. And of course, regarding Iran, we've got America's closest ally, Israel, which has thousands of missiles. What is the point of putting missile defense stations in Russia's backyard?
Right. When you think about it, when you actually look at a map, you can see that NATO and its European allies, and then from the east as well, and then down in Afghanistan in the Middle East, are completely surrounding Russia. So you can understand where this concern is coming from. And it has to be said, there's been a lot of dialogue on this. And yes, both sides have said that there has been progress. But once again, we're hitting the same wall, Russia. And President Medvedev said it very well again today. We asked them for some kind of legally binding guarantee that these rockets are not positioned against us, that they are against rogue states, and they just can't get it. They're told, we don't need that. You know, they're against Iran. They're against other possible threats. It's sort of a joint cooperation thing, but we want our missile defense systems to be separate. And Russia pretty much, I think it's fair to say, very frankly, has had enough. They're hitting the same wall. They're not given the legally binding guarantees that they need, which, by the way, are not in that START treaty, which was signed in April 2010. It's a very relatively vague document, not to say that it's not very important to both sides, but it doesn't bind and guarantee the interests of both sides. And that's the problem.
All right. RT's Anissa Nawi there reporting live from central Moscow. Many thanks indeed.
Okay, so that goes back to what this is really all about. See, the U.S. was trying to put the ballistic missile shield up in Eastern Europe around Russia to encircle them. And Russia says, well, if you do that, then we're going to defend ourselves. But there was actually it's going to take me a while to find it. There's actually the full with the Russian, but with the American interpretation of what Medvedev said. Medvedev basically said this, and they didn't carry it there. Medvedev basically said, if they continue with this, we will get out of the New START II treaty. But not only will we do that, we will employ sophisticated weapons. We will deploy and we will actually take tactical nukes and place them on the borders there. We will nullify those overall ballistic missile shields. And we will also invoke advanced cellular weapons. When I heard that back in 2010, 2011, this went back from 2011, I knew that the overall war paradigm was back on, but this one was going to be real. This was going to start. So what Russia said was, hey, they noticed that U.S. was trying to put the ballistic missile shield up. And what they were saying is that they were putting that there for rogue nations like Korea. No, you're putting it in our back. You're putting it on our border. And for Iran, no, you're not putting those. You already have that in Israel, but you're putting these here. So what they did was they said, okay, so what do we got to do? Russia went on a campaign. This was after, and I think during the financial crisis, Russia really wanted to pull a rug out from the U.S., but China probably said, no, we don't want to do that just as yet. And they came up with an agreement that was an effective path to do just that, and they've won. And they've won. They repositioned themselves to now they can actually – they have the overall wherewithal to engage in war against the U.S. now, because it's not just one country. They're not isolated. They're actually heavily supported by the international community. And this is what they brought in, and now they see it relevant to make the necessary moves, which they said they would. So this is huge. I want to go to my man Otis wants to chime back in. Otis, go ahead.
We got on the right time path, because when we said several years from the other report, I was trying to remember the exact time frame, but I looked up the article. Remember back in 2009, Obama's going into his first full year, he actually shelved the plan to deploy that nuclear defense shield that came out of the Bush administration. I looked up the article, so in case you need it, I'll post it in the chat. But I had to refresh my memory. He actually shelved it in 2009. Now, and then you find out what I claim, because I use this hashtag or BHO legacy of deceit. You actually find out just how powerful the neocons were even back when he came in, because he tried to keep his campaign promise and say I was going to stop them. But issued an executive order back in 2009, like I said. Then by 2010, you can see where it was documented by your report, he deployed them anyway. That shows you when the neocons actually clamped down on his administration. And that's why when you were talking earlier, my mind started clicking, saying, you know, I remember this. And you hit the perfect time frame. And people talk about Trump. You can see exactly what you said in that report. This has been decades in the same thing. That's exactly why the GOP don't mind having a clown up there to distract from what's going on, because now they can do what they're going to do behind the scenes, and everybody's talking about what Trump did, what he did while he's campaigning, and they're not paying attention to what's really devastating us as a species, as humans on this planet.
Man, well said, Otis. Exactly, because you're right. That jarred my memory of what you just said. It was right. He didn't want it to. He wanted to shelve it in 2009, but there was the push. But at that time, Obama was so popular that they had to go. You know, they had to go to being very subversive. They had to go, you know, underground, and they had to cloak their overall move to do that, and they did it very well. And this was their overall design by the whole thing. And it goes back for a while. And yes, I do remember that as well, Otis, and I'm glad that you brought that up. And here's some of the significance of that. There was an article, and there was over the weekend, I had posted that one article, and it showed celebrity figurehead Trump at, you know, acting like he was a fighter with his growling teeth and his hands up like he was a fighter. And this is supposed to be a dignitary, a political figurehead of a so-called superpower nation. And he's acting like a 10-year-old kid. And this is, you know, when I said this is when the system knows that when they have people moving in foolish manner, then they give you clowns as leaders. And that's exactly what's happening here. There's an article from BuzzFeed. I want to go to this real quick, and this all ties into what's happening and how this thing in Syria. This really is a prelude to what's going to happen in Syria, Venezuela, South Sea of China, Djibouti, and the continental United States and Europe. And this is a war. Here's the BuzzFeed news, some BuzzFeed news. Diplomats say they were definitely laughing at Trump at the UN. Donald Trump's speech to the UN was met by widespread laughter, and diplomats have confirmed their delegations were laughing at, not with, the U.S. president. Quote, sometimes when you see a behavior or listen to an argument or notion that seems so far-fetched, unreasonable, or insane, there it is right there. That's the complete purge of the U.S. and why the rest of the world will unanimously go to war against the U.S. It's right there. Quote, sometimes when you see a behavior or listen to an argument or notion that seems so far-fetched, unrealistic, or insane, when they said the word insane, that was pruning the rose bush, cutting off the dead branches, dead leaves, and the overall unnecessary baggage, which is the U.S. There is almost a natural reaction of laughing, unquote. One Latin American diplomat said, speaking anonymously so he could speak frankly. He didn't want to say who he was so he can just have frank, because this is the message that they're sending to the world. That was he definitely got, or she definitely got, clarification on if they should say it or not, and they said yes, but speak anonymously off the record so you can say what is really going on and what we're all thinking. And here's what the diplomat added: it is not laughing at a good joke, but a nervous laugh. There's the insane, and now this dude is making the world nervous, but a nervous laugh, or a bad joke turned laughable, precisely because the guy who tells the joke doesn't realize how bad it is, unquote. Laughter filled the UN General Assembly room on Tuesday after Trump said his administration had accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country, end of quote. So here was the quote that he said. Quote, has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country, unquote. On Wednesday, Trump argued during a news conference that they were laughing with me. They weren't laughing at me. They were laughing with me. We had fun, Trump said. That was not laughing at me. So the fake news said people laughed at Trump. They didn't laugh at me. People have a good time with me. We're doing it together. We had a good time, end of quote. Trump's comments came after Nikki Haley, the ambassador of the UN, said in an interview earlier that those in the audience were laughing because they loved his honesty, unquote, and stressed that the diplomatic community respects the president. Quote, He's very good at knowing his audience, end of quote, she told Fox News. But diplomats themselves described the speech as awkward and out of place. Once again, the word out of place is significant. They want to replace. Who are they going to replace? The Corporation of the United States. Here goes on. Quote, his words in the opening part of the speech were clearly addressed to a domestic audience, end of quote. One European diplomat in a message that noted that the other world leaders do the same. But, quote, as he did in the Trumpian way, bragging ridiculously about being one of the best administrations in history, people in the audience reacted how they reacted. He's saying they laughed at him because that was how they truly think. Basically, what they were saying that this dude doesn't realize the difference between speaking to, and Nikki Haley said he knows his audience. No, he doesn't. See, the audience he was speaking to were professional political politicians, career politicians. They know what's going on because they're the ones that are following the orders, reading the script. So Trump was acting as if this was one of his campaign rallies that he's been around and just talking, bolstering about himself. And that platform, you don't do that with the overall diplomat. Because, see, this is leverage that is going to be used against you. This overall game at that level is very, very shrewd. And they realize that this guy can be completely exploited. Now, when you say completely exploited from the diplomatic community or the geopolitical world, what does that mean? He can be politically exploited from this. Everything that the U.S. ever stole from our country, we can get back now. And more. It's more than weakness. We can actually perpetuate the fall of the empire. We can send Brutus to Caesar. Now, article goes on. What would resonate well at a political rally in America sounds a little awkward at the UN General Assembly, the diplomat said. See, he was being kind there. That is also the way a diplomat assassinates you and actually condones and greens light the overall coup that they're going to fund. The diplomat added, Trump used the speech on Tuesday to hail the importance of sovereignty over multilateralism and to bash those countries that might stand in his way, all while appeasing to his own American electorate. Quote, he doesn't have any concept of diplomacy, one Asian diplomat said. Though the diplomat added that Trump's undiplomatic diplomacy has worked well towards North Korea. That's the setup. See, that's what they're doing to him is that they're giving him what he wants is the praise because they know that the overall poison pill is in North Korea. They're making him think that he's gained something when in actuality they positioned themselves for him to fall. It goes on. Trump's chairing of the UN meeting on Wednesday morning was not met with laughter, but confusion. Another critical word. The U.S. president did discuss the subjects of the meeting, touching on the Iran nuclear deal, North Korea, but he also veered into distinctive non-proliferation territory, accusing China of meddling in upcoming midterm elections while offering no proof. Quote, they do not want me or us to win because I'm the first president to challenge China on trade, Trump said. And we are winning on trade. We are winning at every level. Now, what does that mean? This is what happens. This is how you destroy a bully. Make them think that they still have bullying power and that you're scared, but when in actuality, that will cause them to be naively ignorant to the truth. What is China doing right now? China is actually asking for talks, and they're acting as if they're weak because they're strong. See, the U.S., psychological, the the way that the psychology in the U.S. is you to be boastful about your strength. You play chess, while with the rest of, particularly the Chinese, they play the game of Go, controlling time and space. The best time and space control in this is to allow this overall individual to destroy the corporation so that they will not have a meaningful response to where the real threat is, the nullification and disenfranchisement, or the overall, the nullification and the overall dismantling of the United States into the untied states of America by way of receivership. How in the world does this happen? It happens because it gives control over ownership. It gives relevance over grandeur. It gives position over charity. The article goes on. The Chinese embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the substance of Trump's speech or whether the shrewd was internationally replayed. Was the shrug was internationally played. But China shrugged and capitals a tension that has been on display this week as member nations top officials gather to debate world event. The United States, home of diplomacy, is unfamiliar with this sort of brass braggadocious that is considered par for the course for Trump. When Trump focused part of his Tuesday address on Germany and warned that Germany will become a total dependent on Russia energy if it does not immediately change its course, the German delegates were caught smirking on camera. That was one of the most important things that happened on Thursday, was Tuesday, was Germany's response when he said that. And that smirk was, that's the last straw. We're pulling out of NATO, and we realize, and we've already been positioning ourselves for announcing, we've already know who our true enemy is, for soon enough we will announce it, and it will be the U.S. Germany will be with Russia and China. And that is how things are coming into full fruition. And some of the things that are lining that up is Syria. And Syria may be the spark, because Israel says that they are going to continue to challenge and run ops inside of Syria. And in order for them to do that, they better hope that Russia doesn't turn on and engage, which they will do, the S-300 system, because the overall S-300 systems that are in the country are more than capable of defending the Syrian sky. This is how Russia is moving into a no-fly zone for the U.S. and Israel in Syria. And that in itself will be an act of war, because that no-fly zone will be challenged. And that no-fly zone will be challenged with technology that can't mitigate the S-300 system. Then they're going to shoot down some planes, and then it's going to be where the overall S-300 battery systems, while the Russians are there setting them up or putting in the positions, the ones that are already set up will be challenged, while the ones that are being set up will allow to be set up, but then they will also say that they challenged those that were being set up. And Russia will respond by having to destroy the overall platforms that are sending the overall threats to there. That's where you start to get Israel being attacked by Russia at their military installations. The U.S. Naval Armada platforms, remember what Russia said? Not only will we shoot down cruise missiles, but the platforms that deploy them. Why? Because now is the time and the U.S. is ripe for pruning. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. So listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. So the complete groundworks is being set forth. And Syria is the place, one of the places of significance that this will definitely play out. While they keep having stuff on U.S. media about irrelevant stuff, not getting you prepared, the rest of the world is prepared. The Russian citizens in Russia have been told to be prepared for war. And here's where their shelters are, the food that will be there, and the goods that they need to bring and everything else. Because that overall mentality is what they're going to want to survive. The ones that are not being told prepare, but actually there was an article, let me see if I can pull it up, where and this is from Homeland Security. Oops. No, it was another article telling people to prepare in the U.S. Remember the last year, the United States, the CDC, was supposed to have a mass nuclear war drill in the U.S., but they canceled it. The CDC canceled it. And they said that they canceled it because of the overall outbreak of the flu influenza. So they had to cancel it. They didn't want to get exposure to the overall people to start thinking, and then they would start looking at who's causing this overall war, so that when they jumped off, the people here wouldn't do what? Have any nationalistic obedience or obligation to defend what you instigated and started. So they didn't want to expose. But what they did was that they had that just as a press release, so that later on they can say, see, we told you to prepare for this. You didn't listen to us. These are why we do things in secret. Now this is what we need you to do. Maybe you'll listen to us now that you're hurting. Because they want to catch you off guard and unprepared. And if they do, that's your fault. There is no human being that can look at what's going on and not know that something is going on. If they trick you with it, it's really your fault. And the overall accountability of that you should accept, because that makes you stronger by accepting it. Because they trick us in so many things. And whatever they trick us in, if they trick us in it, it's our fault, because we already know that they never really should be in existence at all. They should never have influence. They should never determine policies, procedures that we actually adhere to by giving them authority. They're going to catch everybody off guard here. And when they catch everyone off guard, those that they don't catch off guard, will be in a much different dynamics than those that do get caught off guard. Remember Brother Dave said, Brother Dave, I didn't know that we were as prepared as we were. That is something that I think many are going to realize, hopefully. I definitely hope that that will be the case. Because the reason to prepare is obvious. Because the overall storm clouds that are gathering are very ominous, very sincere, very serious. And as it's on the path that is on, is unstoppable. There is no impediment. There's only really where you can just say, I'm all in. I anticipate, and I wouldn't be surprised, in the next week or two, that there is another major confrontation. See, now, since Russia put the S-300 system in Syria, now the overall leverage moves back to the U.S. and Israel. Now they have to come up with a way to weaken, by way of propaganda, that position. And there's a very, very culpable partner that they may have in that. And that being the Iranians. See, that overall parade attack was because Russia was putting those S-300s. So they had to gain momentum. They had to do something to Iran and cause them to respond. Saudi Arabia is another weak point, Achilles heel. There's a few around the world, but probably the one that is the biggest one, that is the most quiet, and is going to be out of the Baltic states. It's going to be in Kosovo. It's going to be in Georgia. It's going to be in Eastern Europe. Because the overall, it's going to be the Ukraine. Because the overall ethnic conflicts there, they go to all-out shooting right away. And then that is going to be able to spread in so many different directions to express to your neighborhood. And what do I mean by spreads to your neighborhood? It will be spread to your neighborhood, to the neighborhood here in the U.S. by clandestine operations from so-called foreign operatives or support of a foreign agenda by domestic operatives. Yes. And it's going to come in different forms and fashions. Yes.
I just wanted to say quickly, before you shut down chat, please copy the last two articles I gave you. I love your analysis because you're thorough. See, what the American public wasn't told, Israel, when they took over that territory that's bordering Syria, they actually put missile batteries in there. That attack by Iran was directly at the Israeli missile batteries. And I don't believe Iran fires them missiles without consultation with Russia. So they've actually ended up nullifying what the U.S. is planning to do.
So yes.
Spot on.
Yeah, and I got it. I got the two articles. Let me get this one. I didn't get this one. Thank you for the article. Bruh, always. And this is the collective prudence that we need, and it's so essential because it's really important, because what's going to end up happening is that the overall call for you to use the items of preparedness that you want to have is going to come. And it's going to be bigger than some of the events ever, for because one, the U.S. general population is actually out of shape. And what I mean by out of shape, and they're out of tune of any widespread or any domestic or calamity that happens here by way of a war paradigm. There's never been any bombings of cities. There's never been any military confrontation in that have actually attacked the continental United States. But believe me, that overall capability now is not a possibility, it's a surety. And it will come in different a variety of ways. And the variety of ways that it will come is, of course, number one, the one that will hurt everyone right away will be the cyber one. Then the one that will scare everybody half to death is when there are actually different violent or nuclear, I mean not nuclear, or military assets that are actually detonated in the U.S. You saw how shocked everybody was when two buildings, some buildings came down in New York. Then it was this and that. But imagine it being on much, much larger scales everywhere, when the U.S. has actually been actually put into a position of advantage by never being exposed to that and having such a violent culture. What's the first thing that everybody is going to do? They're not going to see the punch. They're not going to see who's really delivering the punch, because they're going to be too busy trying to respond and not taking the true assessment of what's happening. What do I mean by that? When this war jumps off, and it will, they're going to destabilize things here so much that the overall U.S. fighting force won't be relevant at all. Here's why. Other countries have been known to violent confrontation. They have a different approach to war than everyone here. Everyone here thinks that they have the greatest military and they're immune to any kind of attack. So once that overall, and it's kind of like, you remember when you had you believed in a falsehood, you had confidence in something that wasn't true, and then when you found out how shocking it was to you, well, here's going to be the shocker. The overall, even those in the military themselves, they're not used to, they're used to fighting from a stable platform. But when your overall platform starts to shake, when the city of your grandmother, your mother, your father, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your friends and everything else, the people that you love, and the so-called greatness of your grandeur is shattered, you remember when Ronda Rousey, she was used to beating up people. Then she got punched back. And she got punched repeatedly back. And the person that she was fighting wasn't backing up. And what happened was, those overall punches, she didn't develop a tolerance and a respect for. And those punches actually shook her soul. Then she got kicked in the face, and she went down never got back up. And what happened was she quit. The U.S. is much like Ronda Rousey, good at beating people up, but can't take a sound resolve to punch back and be willing to throw punches in order to take a punch to deliver theirs. And that, Otis said, be honest. She got pummeled. Right, she did. And that is really the American, that's the American statue. Excuse me, the U.S. statue, because that's not American statue. There are countries in America that don't have that type of statue. Right, Otis, no mas, no more. And Scotty says she was so shook, she went to the WWE to take fake punches. Exactly. She totally hurt her psychological grasp collapsed. Her psychological constitution collapsed because she loved beating on people. She wasn't really there as a fighter. She was just really good at only wanting to win. So she had no real respect for what it takes. And the real respect for what it takes is that you don't think that you can just walk through somebody. And the rest of the world is positioning that whole thing. And that's how the overall response will be here. The overall result. Yes, there's a gun behind every blade of grass. It's real easy to hunt a deer, a dove, because they don't have anything to really defend themselves with from your ambush, other than them running. There's one thing to stalk a running prey. It's one thing to chase a running prey. It's another when your overall predator turns around and starts chasing you. Because once that overall tiger turns around and decides to chase you, your overall ease and your comfort with being able to get your sight alignment, your sight picture is now challenged with the overall emotional response of fear. And you never had to engage that before. So it's foreign and new to you, and it brings about a paralyzing shock. And when that paralyzing shock happens, the true cowardice nature of that type of mentality projects itself. It quits. Most bully, once the real fight starts, they go into a fetal position and they beg for everything to quit. So there's a tiger that is going to turn and not run. It is just turning to run to get into the position to come around to chase you. And it's a natural man-eater. So this is why we need to prepare. And we'll carry this again in a different form and fashion by way this week. Just want to say much love, much respect to you all. Appreciate you all. It's never goodbye. As always, I see you later. This show is not meant to scare you or to bring any form of fear to you. What it is only looking at things so that you will be prepared, so you won't be scared, so that you will actually move to the moral high ground of who you truly are. And the moral high ground of who you truly are is you can't support those that aren't. And that's just the truth. The rabbit got the gun. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you all later. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered.